Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. The Doctor is in the house and she's ready to celebrate. We've had recent celebrations in the last few days and last few weeks, and we are coming into the months of celebrations. There's the American Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving has already passed. There was the Halloween, the All Saints Day, the Day of the Dead on November 1st or 2nd, I forget which day it is. There's Guy Fawkes Day, which was November 5th, and the list goes on. Christmas, of course, and New Year's and all that stuff. So this whole hour is dedicated specifically to that. The first one being to commemorate and to shout out to my stepfather, Jeff, and say happy birthday. November 5th is his birthday, and that is the day of Guy Fawkes Day, which is celebrated in the UK, and it's to commemorate a moment that should never reoccur. So if you know anything about Guy Fawkes, you know that in the 1700s, I think he plotted a plan to completely destroy the monarchy by blowing it up. So this is the song to commemorate that, and hopefully we don't forget and we don't do it again. This is a Gunpowder Plot song, the story of Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes grew up in the city of York, a Catholic born and raised. He had all sorts of names for England's King James, a man of the Protestant faith. Guy met Robert Catesby, who hated to see a Protestant rule from the throne. They hatched a plan, he'd go out with a bang, then they'd find a king of their own. Catesby and Fawkes and their other cohorts plotted to axe those in power. Under the floors of the House of Lords, they hid barrels full of gunpowder. They should have known better. Someone sent a letter that warned of what they had planned. Fawkes was soon caught. The plot came to naught, and Guy was soon known across the land. Fawkes paid the price for the violence and vice, and King James continued his reign. He pledged to remember the 5th of November and see it wouldn't happen again. So this bonfire night, as the fireworks take flight, think how differently things could have gone. If Guy hadn't been found with the barrels underground, who knows what that blast might have done. So remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. We see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason and plot. We see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason and plot. We see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
I think we can all say that we might have something to say about the powers that be that tell us what to do. There's always something to complain about, whether it be work, your parents, or the government. But we never truly know what it's like to be in their space unless you are living their space. I say that often to my son. I know I'm not supposed to be parenting any listeners today or at all, but it's just something to remember that we can't all be chancellors. This song is a named Chancellor from Gord Downie, the late Gord Downie. He was the lead singer of The Tragically Hip, and when he passed away a few years ago, it was a funeral for a king. He was so loved, and he had such a devoted following, musical following in Canada. It was just crazy. I even cried. He passed away. It was a terrible reality, and I watched him live his last concert. He had a really bad brain tumor, and he was singing while he was very, very ill, and he was forgetting the lyrics and people sung for him. It was such an emotional experience. So this is to commemorate that, not to commemorate that, but it's to commemorate his past and his true amazing artistic creativity. This is his first solo album called Coke Machine and a song called Chancellor by Gord Downie. So, fun fact, if you're looking for information on, there's a lot of celebrations on in November. If you're looking, if you search the internet and say what's great about November, aside from the things that I was talking about, there is National Donut Day, which is on November 5th as well. So, if you're not too into British history, you can just eat a donut. And that's also great. And again, I want to say thank you. And thank you for all of my musical let's say reach my musical interest, because my stepfather certainly did influence that on a great level. So thank you, Jeff, and happy birthday again. The next song on the list is regarding the one of, like I said, one of the celebrations that I really enjoy, which is Halloween. Now, my affection for Halloween is not just based in my historical realities in Canada. So when I was growing up in Canada, I remember one Halloween, and I was probably about 5 years old. And it was freezing cold outside. It must have been minus 30. And we were determined to go Halloweening because that's what people did on Halloween. And my mother dressed me up in my snowsuit and put big round lipstick, round like blush pieces. But they were like circles. So I looked like a clown in lipstick on me. Put a hat on, my big mittens, gave me a pillowcase and put me in a plastic bag. And said, that's your costume. And I was devastated because I thought my mother thought I was garbage. And I got in lots of trouble for crying about that. That said, because I preferred, you know, Wonder Woman or Dracula, because Spooky was really cool, which is the name of this next song, Other Spooky, by Bad Pop. Now, Bad Pop was founded from the ashes, apparently, in 2015. Of another Canadian band called Hot Panda, which was based in Edmonton. And this song is called Other Spooky by Chris Connolly and the band Bad Pop.
Thank you.
scar off, you love it. 18 and haunted, whatever's in your head and whatever's in your mind, we're blank.
I want it. I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't quite get that.
That was just fantastic, and it got my feet moving. A shout out to the podiatrist that came to visit us in the studio just before I started recording. So hello, and thank you for your advice. Now, I have to say that I really enjoyed that. Honestly, I think that bad pop, and this is that particular song was from their only album right now from 2021 called Bad Pop, is truly a remarkable artist. They are, for me anyway, it brings a lot of wonderful emotions, and I just want to kind of rave. The next song on the list, however, other than it's just very spooky, is we all love Halloween. So in my Canadian history, or as a human being, I have participated in Wiccan rituals. I have done prayer circles, full moon celebrations, drumming circles. I've participated in Indigenous sweats and in any kind of cultural experience that I possibly could. And this, however, is not quite that. This guy, his name is Clark W. I consider him a YouTube sensation. He's only got about 400,000 followers. So if you want to follow him. He's fantastic. Clark W. He is from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. And he was born in the mid-80s. So he spent a little bit of time in Calgary. He was a complete and fully developed adult before he started doing any kind of real music where he was recording, which started in 2017. But this one is just fantastic. We love Halloween from Clark W. He considers himself, if you look on his website, it's the man, the myth, and the mullet. We All Love Halloween by Clark W.
All right, children, it's here. The time of year you've all been waiting for.
You mean school exams?
Tax season? A political debate?
No, children, it's Halloween, of course.
Oh, yeah!
Yay!
Where we stay up all night.
Causing fear and delight.
Till our bones are chilled.
That's the one. Now, let's have some of that spooky music, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we love that.
Yes. I like songs.
All right, look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
The trickers, the treaters, the costumes, the sacks, the bowls full of candy and the customary ask, the pumpkins, the pirates, the made in China masks, the magic apple juice inside your parents' plastic flasks.
Don't look at me.
The ghouls, the goblins, the witches and the rats, the jack-o'-lanterns and the zombie attacks, the mummies, the monsters, the werewolves and the bats, all the jumping spiders and the big black cats. Oh, we love Halloween, we always will. We'll stay up all night causing fear and delight till our bones are chilled. Oh, we love Halloween, we always will. And we won't go home till all our bags are filled.
Love Halloween,
we
love Halloween.
The potions, the curses, enchantments and the traps, all the muggles and the wizards and the spells we cast. Expecto Patronum, you know who is back. But don't you worry, children, Harry's on the attack. The horrors, the thrillers, the ectoplasmic ghosts, but Jack and Sally, Oogie Boogie, we love the most. And don't forget that time when Orson Welles recorded by the aliens from Mars are here. People lost their freaking minds.
Lost their freaking minds.
Oh, we love Halloween, we always will. We'll stay up all night causing fear and delight till our bones. Oh, we love Halloween.
let's go out and see what the night has in store. We'll hit more of the houses than we've ever hit before. Our makeup is ready, our costumes are complete, but it doesn't really matter because our mom made us put a winter jacket on because it is quite cold outside and she doesn't care if that rhymes or not.
Put your jacket on! That hurts.
That was We All Love Halloween by Clark W. Now, that is certainly my most favorite Halloween song of all time. It came out in 2022. I used to love Monster Mash, and I don't remember who did that, but this is now my favorite Halloween song for two reasons. One, because my mother dressed me as a garbage bag when I was 5 years old, and that was actually in the song. And two, because our bags had to be filled, and sometimes we had to go twice to get a new bag because we would get pillowcases, thank you, pillowcases, and they would fill them, and then we would go and get some more. And I think that that is still renowned in St. Albert. I was recently, well, not recently, a few years ago, I went Halloweening with my son. We were there, oddly enough, in November, and that's exactly what we experienced. We had up pillowcase full of chocolate candy with potato chips and crazy stuff. It's crazy in Canada. That said, if you're looking to buy a CD of his or even follow him on YouTube or on Twitter, his CD is called Some of My Songs on a CD. It's funny. Anyway, then now we're moving into on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. We're going to move into the next month. We're coming, the coming month of December, and that month is Christmassy. And when we think about Christmas, we generally think about very traditional songs like the following that is being sung by Michael Bublé from his 2011 album Christmas. But this particular song dates back to 1934, almost 100 years ago. Excuse me, 100 years ago. And it was written by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, and first recorded by Henry Weiser and his band. So this is Michael Bublé and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town on Graphite 94.9 FM, English Only with the Doctor.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You're awake, and he knows if you've been about a good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
That was Michael Bublé and his version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It is really lovely. He's got a wonderful voice. So Michael Bublé is originally from British Columbia, Canada, and he comes from a immigrant family that originated from in Italy. So he's got both Canadian and Italian citizenship since 2005. That is a very traditional Christmas song. And I think that when people think of Christmas, they generally think about what is very traditional. But me, I think of Christmas as being something fun. Hopefully, at least I like to project that in my reality. Sometimes I think of it as being very stressful. But let's try to take the stress out of it and let's go back to fun, back to Clark W., back to the same album that I just talked about. And this is now A Canadian Christmas on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor.
A sleigh ride through the falling snow, some big sorrels to warm my toes, a toque, some mitts, a scarf, it's 30 below. A double-double in my hands, some long johns underneath my pants, a combo that only we can understand. Roads are closed, it's blizzarding, so let's go snowmobiling. We'll build a fort and do some tobogganing. We'll light a fire and make a drink. We'll play some shinny out on the rink until our cheeks are numb and frozen pink. A Canadian Christmas, all covered in snow. The goody bacon, the memory making, the ho-ho-hos. A Canadian Christmas, it's dear to me. And there's nowhere in the whole wide world I'd rather be. A Canadian Christmas. The World Juniors on TV, the Nanaimo bars and curling. We'll keep our favorite movies on repeat. McLaughlin, Bublé and Celine, and Bob and Doug, 12 Days We Sing. Enthusiastic, off-key caroling. A Canadian Christmas, all covered in white.
That must be nice.
The turkey dinner, the sparkly glitter, the magical lights. A Canadian Christmas, it's dear to me. And there's nowhere in the whole rather be a Canadian Christmas.
Relatives from far away, winter won't be often stay, ornament the stress grow every day. Puzzles and the games we play, awkward things our uncles say, but we may.
Christmas. As you can see, it's never quite perfect, but nonetheless worth it when they finally leave.
Drive safe.
A Canadian Christmas.
Christmas, Canada.
I thought I'd take an opportunity to explain some of the words that were said in this song. So the first one is a double-double. So a double-double is what you say when you go to a coffee shop. It's either you go in or it's a drive-through. It's called Tim Hortons. It's renowned throughout Canada, and if you are established in Canada or if you are overseas and you see a Tim Hortons, you know that there's a lot of Canadians there because that is like the epicenter of Canadian coffee. I don't personally like Tim Hortons coffee. I think it's way too strong and yucky, but that's me. A lot of people are terribly addicted to it. One of the reasons being is because it has the highest caffeine content that's legally allowed in most coffees, from what I understand. The second thing that I thought was Long Johns. If you don't know what those are, they're thermal underwear. Now, Long Johns traditionally have three buttons in the back to let you in. There's a flap so you can sit and do your business without having to take all of your clothes off because it is a onesie, an adult onesie. Next one, sleigh rides. Now, you probably already know that, but I have experienced it most recently. When I go to Canada and it's during the winter season, if there is snow, we go on a sleigh ride pulled by a horse. And it's fantastic. So if you've ever had that opportunity, I know I'm from Alberta, but I'm sure that if most of you who go to Canada, they go visit Quebec, and that's what you'll probably experience if you're there. Or maybe, I think it might be rides with the chien traîneau. I don't know what they're called in English. I forget right now. You probably understand. Snowmobiling, fantastic fun. I watched my father-in-law once. We all went to Christmas in Canada. There was a tremendous amount of snow. And I saw him, the snowmobile veered left. He, however, his body veered right and he almost hit a tree. I freaked out and had some words with my father-in-law. I felt like a mother. And shinny on the rink. Now, shinny is when you play a friendly game of hockey. That said, there is your Canadian lingo resume for this afternoon. And the next song is by a very talented young, well, she started her career when she was very, very young. Her name is Alyssa Cara. She started singing when she was 13 and she was renowned by the time she was 14. This is Make It to Christmas from a composed album of several different artists called Campadano 2021. And it is fantastic. Listen.
Upon a time, but now we're frozen, hanging by a thread. Can we wait a minute, or can we just try? 'Cause my favorite day is coming up ahead. cold. It's just something about the snow this time of year that makes us lose our way. Just say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious. Break my heart on Boxing Day. Just please, can we make it to Christmas?
That was just lovely. Her voice is so intoxicating. I just love it. That was Alyssa Cara and Make It to Christmas. Now, the next one on our list is also Christmas related. It's called Christmas Across Canada, and it's by the Fitzgeralds. So they are a family of musicians that are based in Ottawa, or they're from Ottawa anyway. And they are absolutely renowned. They're fantastic. They are, like I said, they're a family of musicians. Now, what I mean by family is what I think about when I think about old-time Canadian family, where you sit around the fire, you sit around in the hearth or the kitchen of the house, and you play different musical instruments like my grandparents used to do, or when I was quite young and we had all our French Canadian family coming over to visit, and they played the spoons. I don't know if you know anything about the spoons, but it is a very interesting instrument, and you can take it with you anywhere. So this is the Fitzgeralds and their song Christmas Across Canada. Enjoy. Thank you. That was the Fitzgerald with Christmas Across Canada. Like I was saying earlier, the Fitzgeralds were they are a family of musicians, and they are very talented. So like I said earlier, when I was thinking about when we talk about traditions, and anyway, in my head, I think a lot of musical things. So this family consists of three individuals. They're Tom, Carrie, and Julie Fitzgerald, and they all do fiddling and step dancing, and they are just fantastic. Now, the next song on my list is a not so traditional. It's called High Valley, Back Home for Christmas. Oops. Oop, doot, doot, I don't know what happened. And there we go.
There's an old gravel road and it's dusted in snow. At least it's that way in my mind. All the chimneys are smoking, the rooftops are blowing. That feeling is frozen in time. It's been way too long since I've been back home. I miss those holy silent nights, popcorn, pine tree traditions, stories as old as time, and gingerbread dust in the kitchen, telling granddaddy's jokes, singing songs full of hope, giving joy to the world like a kid does. Yeah, the one on that open fire. Daddy's been saying that Mama's been praying for me to pull into that drive. Oh, why is December the time we
That was Back Home Christmas by High Valley. Now, what's really interesting about High Valley, other than the fact that they are a country music band or a bluegrass band, is that they are from a very small town in Alberta. So northern Alberta, let's talk about this. They're from Lacrete. Now, Lacrete is in really, really, really northern Alberta. My parents currently live in Grand Prairie, so that's northern Alberta. And if you know anything about Alberta, there's the capital, which is Edmonton. It's around the middle. There's Calgary. Everybody knows about Calgary because there was the Winter Olympics there in Calgary. So let's imagine the bottom where the border is from the United States to Alberta, is about 2 hours, 3 hours from Lethbridge. So Lethbridge to Calgary is 2 hours and a half. Calgary to Edmonton is 3 hours and a half. 3 hours if you're driving very fast. Edmonton to Grand Prairie is about 4 hours. My mother says two CDs, but it is not two CDs. It's really a long drive. Sometimes it's five. And from Grand Prairie to Lacrete, it is another 4 hours north. Now, we travel at approximately 110 to 120 kilometers an hour, and that's how long it takes. And there's not like in France where there's itty-bitty little towns in between each town. No, no, no. There are no towns. There are moose and trees and long, flat roadways. So Lacrete is a very small town with the current population, I think, is 556. Is that what I looked up on the internet? What does it say? Let's look at it again. There are, from the last consensus, it says in the 2011 recensement, the population was 523 inhabitants. So this five-piece band comes from that area. This particular song, again, it's by the song High Valley. They come from that area. And I think that that is just amazing that there are such, not wholesome, but, you know, there's a lot, when there's a small town and it's really in a small town in the middle of nowhere, there's not a lot to do but to get into trouble. And rather than to get into trouble, they made some beautiful music and Christmas music at that. The next song on the list is The Last Christmas We Ever Spent Apart by the Arkells. This is Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor.
I'm sitting by the windowsill. I got nothing but time to kill. I took this all for granted, but I won't do that again. That'll be the last Christmas. I don't care what it costs or how long it takes. The Greyhound's got a thousand stops. I'm not complaining. I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home for the holidays. I'm bursting through the door. I'll pitch in like a volunteer. Dad's sending me to the store to grab a case of more dad beer. I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home.
That was fantastic. I just loved it. The Last Christmas We'll Ever Spend Apart by the Arkells. They're originally from Toronto, and that specific song comes from the album The Last Christmas from their 2021 album. The next song on the list is actually Back to the Loop of Celebration. So, like I said, there's a lot of reasons why we want to celebrate the months of October, November, and December. And one reason is to celebrate perhaps your wedding anniversary. Your heart thumps. It's fantastic because our president, Emmanuel Macron, and his beautiful wife, Brigitte, they got married on October 20th. Now, this is a little bit of a, let's say, an internal joke, because I, too, also am with someone who's quite a bit younger than I am. And there's a particular song that I thought that I would share with you as the idea of celebration is in order, because why not celebrate love as well? That said, I say that said a lot, I'm sorry. This is The Odds. The Odds, now, they are a fantastic band. They started in the mid-80s, I think, in the early 80s. And I have seen them twice in concert. The first time I saw them in concert was at, I saw them in concert at the same place twice. I didn't know I was going to see them both in concert. But the first time I saw them in concert, I was going to see The Odds. And The Odds headlined for themselves. They dressed up in costumes, and they did this phenomenal, like, cover 45-minute kind of synopsis of all of their musical influences, and then they played an hour and a half, and it was just fantastic. And then I saw them again headlining for the Tragically Hip, and they are fantastic. So this song apparently is based on a true story, and it talks about the love between infatuation a young pre-adult, a young 17-year-old, falls in love with a much older woman, and they make love under the stars. So, you know, that's really interesting. I didn't do that with my partner, but we're both adults. That said, I'm going to just introduce that on Graph Hit 94.9 FM as the end of our little loop. And a shout out to Brigitte, because I know what you mean by younger men. They're fantastic. This is The Odds from their 1991 album, Neapolitan. Fucking Wendy Under the Stars. I dropped the mic today. I bid you a fantastic weekend. And just a weekend filled with love and appreciation for each other under the rain. Till next week. Bye-bye.
I was sitting there watching TV. Wendy came and sat on my knee. She put a finger in my ear, but I pulled it out so I could hear. But the newsman on the television said, he said the king of rock and roll was dead. And in the spooky television light, he said, don't ever forget this night. I was fucking Wendy under the stars, the night that Elvis died. I was fucking Wendy under the stars, the night that Elvis died. Across a duet field, I never ever thought she would yield to my young body's aching desire for an older woman's well-banked fire. By the left hand I was led to the place that we would make our bed, and embracing me in the blue moonlight, she said, don't ever forget.